It's SWOPES. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Elise Swopes, and welcome back to my podcast, Swopes So Dope. If you're new here, welcome. If you're coming back after this long break, welcome back. I am really happy to be talking again with you all and just catching up on just what such a year. 2021 was probably just as wild as 2020, and probably nothing changed as far as what's going on outside. You know, COVID is just as rampant and it's not looking so good. But on this side of my life, I think things are going pretty well. I'm at least being just as intentional as I ever have been. I'm really excited about this podcast because it's going to be one of the first that we've had since maybe early 2021. And a lot has changed since then. I have done NFTs, and I think on one of the podcasts I talked about NFTs a little bit, but it was just so early on in the process. I really am still so just impressed by how quick the space moves. And that really just does signify to me how early it is. But yeah, in order to prepare for this podcast, I ended up just looking through every single day of my calendar to see what I did in 2021, because I feel like it's kind of hard for me to remember a little bit. I'm just so present and so focused on a lot of the projects that I'm working on right now that it's hard for me to even envision what even happened in 2021. So I'm very excited to kind of run through what my 2021 was like. And maybe it'll just remind you of what yours was like, because, man, a lot changed and a lot happened. Okay, so let's quickly take it back to January 2021, okay? And Clubhouse is popping. You remember Clubhouse? Does anybody still go on Clubhouse? I think they do. I guess I just kind of missed the train on it in the beginning and the end, and maybe even the middle. But it seemed to me in January that I was booking a few different conversations on Clubhouse more than ever. And right now, I don't really ever sign into there. I think I may have deleted the app on my phone. It just seemed to become a wild, wild west after they opened up the floodgates for other people to get in. So I think instead, I just started focusing more on building in Twitter and just staying put, because of course, I was hearing a little bit of rumors that Twitter may be putting together their own type of Clubhouse. Now, we know now that is true because Twitter came out with Spaces, and now people use Spaces all the time. Every day, I'm doing a Spaces tomorrow in promotion of my next NFT drop. So it's such a crazy ride to see how quick things shift. And there was also a lot of activity with Adobe this year where we worked on plenty of different video projects. I even did a couple Adobe Lives, which were just really exciting. But I do realize that I think now, because I'm so good at it, it takes not as long as it would to fill if I was kind of like testing or maybe doing something that I don't know. So I'd love to maybe do, I don't know, some more 3D or some more other things next year to see what the possibilities are of expanding my skills. But right now, video is fun because now I am the splash screen of Premiere Pro. And that is not something I ever thought would ever happen. A lot of people were like, oh, you're on Photoshop, right? And I'm like, no, it's Premiere Pro. It's the video one. And that's because in the last few years, I have just grown tremendously when it comes to video. And I love video. I love using the graphic design and surreal elements that I use in my photography in the video world. And I do think that's why Adobe really likes to work with me, is because I do open up a lot of beginners' eyes and a lot of beginners' minds to see, you know, Adobe Premiere Pro is really not as difficult as you may think, and maybe you can just see what works, because a lot of the things that I do in there, even from the behind the scenes, Adobe is always kind of like, how are you using it that way? You know, you could do that in After Effects or whatever. So I am really using Premiere Pro in many ways where people have never seen before, and I think that that's really exciting for me. So love it. Oh, and also too, I mean, if you've been on YouTube, if you've been on Instagram, you've probably seen those ads of me like doing a little snappy finger video where I'm teaching people, you know, how to edit in Premiere Pro. So that was such a fun project too, because it had so many people sending me screenshots, and now they're sending me screenshots of Premiere Pro splash screen. So yeah, let's get it. I also officially launched my editing app, Urban Jungle. Wow, I even hired a PR team to promote the app, and they, man, I don't know what they were doing. We ended up paying them quite a bit of money, and they just did not really follow through with a lot of the things they said they would. So definitely taught me quite a bit of a lesson as far as PR goes and marketing, and maybe also taught me that I could probably do it myself next time. And that's something that I'm not trying to do, to be honest with you. I really do want to try to expand what I'm doing to help other people. And that means I need to let go and allow other people to learn and grow themselves in their own business. And so I can't do everything, but I would like to. But yeah, I ended up like hiring my own social media person, doing my own stuff after that. And Urban Jungle has been doing great, and I'm really proud of it. We now have the ability to upload your own PNGs, and we have all these amazing different elements and objects where you can add to your own photos. And yeah, it's a really fun app, and I'm really proud of it. I also found myself casting for a few different shows this year, a show for Hulu and another show for Netflix, which is kind of crazy to say out loud right now. But I think one of the shows, the one on Netflix, I was casting for The Circle, and I was getting pretty far in it, and then at the end it just didn't work out. But the other one I don't want to say on Hulu just because there's NDAs and stuff, but that one I didn't want to be on because I would see my actual friends or my peers on there. They were like judges, they weren't like contestants. And this is the second time they tried to cast me, by the way. So when I presented to them, you know, the fact that my peers are judges and I really would like to be a judge, I don't really want to be a contestant, they were like, "Are you sure?" blah, blah, blah. So they never hit me back about it, which is fine, but it's a long story about that, but we'll talk about that another time. But yeah, so that's just January of 2021, okay? And going into February, I wanted to start getting into NFTs. I mean, this is kind of when I start taking calls with people, learning about like what an NFT even is. And this is when I start getting onboarded to Super Rare. And I'm just building. I'm focusing on that first NFT piece because this is going to be what kind of sets the precedent about who I am and what I do in this community. And so getting that first bid for, I think it was like 7 ETH, and then it went up to 10 and then 11, and it finalized at 11 ETH. I was just kind of like, wow, this is cool. So after that, it was just really a really, really exciting time for me because I started getting a lot of different opportunities. I had my first gallery, and it was a metaverse gallery in Decentraland with Super Rare called Invisible Cities. And I made this piece that is just like this really cool motion piece, and it ended up selling for 20 ETH. And that was like one of the last highest priced pieces I've sold since March. That really, I think, gave me the potential to help other artists and gave me the funding to really build the things that I wanted to do. So that's when I started building my online gallery in CryptoVoxels. That's when I started just like really building out the dream and the mission of what I thought I could do. And so I was studying different artists, seeing who was building in the community, and just giving to those people and trying to reinvest back into the people I thought were actually doing good. And it seemed to be working so far, which I think is really, really exciting to have that kind of power. And I hope people continue to invest in my work because that's what I'm here to do, is to make things better for everybody. I'm not trying to take anything away from whoever, whatever, not trying to replace anybody. I think there's enough for all of us to eat. And I think that's the really fun part about all of this. It's like, let's spread the wealth. Let's get it. But yeah, this year I also started working with Logitech. A lot. Logitech was such a great partner. They hooked me up with so many great products and so many great projects and so many great creative directions. It was just such an unbelievable partnership where I felt a lot of great freedom. And, you know, I love any kind of project where I can give products away as well. So knowing that I can give different products to people and I can provide for other people and give them information about products that I actually like was really, really cool. And also to get paid for that too, most importantly, is really, really nice. But yeah, that's just February and March, really. I mean, I also did a few media things. I was on Chicago Today. I also did this really fun project for White Claw. So a lot of people don't know this, but there's like these evangelists for White Claw. And these people like live White Claw. I mean, all their social content is White Claw. They have parties about White Claw, safe ones, of course, during COVID, but just tons of crazy like life dedicated to White Claw type stuff. And so I got hired by this agency to do an online tutorial for them to create like fun videos and stuff like this. This is actually after I ended up being on the American Music Awards, and I was on the American Music Awards for creating Instagram reels. And so they wanted me to recreate some of the reels that I had created. And so that's what I taught this White Claw crew. And it was so crazy because before the tutorial, they were all kind of like getting these tastes of this new White Claw that was coming out. And they were all holding on to it before they were all on the call together to taste it and to test with each other. And I just thought that was so cool. And I got to test it too. And I still follow a few of them on Instagram. So, and they're always really funny and really down to earth. And they're not weird or anything, and they're really cool people, so shout out to them. Now we're getting into April, May, where I am now partnering with a app that provides letters and different projects to people who are incarcerated. Now, you may know of my past project and my continuous friendship with my friend Top Notch, who is a incarcerated author and someone who I have gotten to know quite a bit this year. I even went to go visit him in Palm Springs. Well, not exactly in Palm Springs. So I went to visit Palm Springs. I stayed there, but then I drove about an hour out to Blythe, California, to the Ironwood State Prison. And I got to hang out with him for about 2 hours. And man, it was quite an experience. I mean, he's such a sweetheart, such a good dude. And it was just really great to see him in person and finally, you know, get to chat. And of course, you know, the prison was just so interesting to be at and so intense. I mean, they had so many different rules that I just really couldn't even process and even getting there because I couldn't wear green pants because the COs wear green pants and I actually couldn't have physical money. So I can only have quarters and I couldn't bring certain things because I don't know. It was just like I had to just keep going back and forth to my rental car. To change and to do this and to do that and to, I don't know, it was just a lot of stuff. So by the time I even saw him, we only had about an hour left and the COs were just giving me such a hard time about whatever. He was a good sport. I did my best to come see him and do our best to chat about anything and just to feel each other's energy and to at least be his first visitor in 11 years. Being there and doing that was pretty much later in the year, but in the beginning of the year, I did partner with this app called Emilio, where I created these artist prompts for people incarcerated who can create different pieces of art based on different themes for each day for about 3 months straight. So that was really fun for me because they did an interview and, you know, now whoever uses the app gets to send those prompts to their loved ones who are incarcerated or who are in prison. Top Notch came up with this really great project where we host incarcerated friends and families' art to the blockchain and make them NFTs and sell them as NFTs. And so we have actually been getting a ton of support for this project. And we also have my friend Drifter Shoots on the project as well. He has been selling his art for millions and millions of dollars on the blockchain. And it's just been such a great time to get to know him every time we have a good chat, because he himself has been through the prison industrial complex as a Black man who is also a vet, and being also an urban explorer photographer who tends to break into different buildings and climb different bridges and do different things. You know, they charged him with domestic terrorism and just some wild stuff like that. But he's got a New York Times article out there. So if you ever want to search for his name, Drifters Shoots, you can find out more about him, or of course, learn more about our project coming out in March. But yeah, so that's just like April. April was really about also working on my book. I'm still working on my book, and it's actually finished. It's completely finished. The only thing that's holding me up right now is just getting a good printer. I need a completely recyclable book. I can't have anything less than that. So that's going to be the hardest thing right now, because the way that I want it designed, the way that I want it done, it's pretty impossible at the moment, because a lot of the glue and a lot of the things that they use is not recyclable. So I found this woman. Well, I didn't personally find her, but one of my friends, Suli, he found her, and she is 100% hemp made, but she's having difficulties creating her product right now. So I'm waiting patiently on it, and I think it'll be worth the wait. All right, okay, so May, I was working. Lots of Adobe Live. There was some work with Moen. I don't know if you've heard of Moen, but they are a kitchen appliance, like sinks, things that really have a lot to do with water. And so I did this really great collab with them where I added one of their sinks to the New York skyline. And it was like flowing into the water, and it looked really cool. And so I really love that piece, because that's kind of like what I envision for my work, is just doing fun partnerships with brands and just being creative and fun and surreal with it. Like that definitely was one of my favorite projects this year. But yeah, I did the Moen collab, and I also felt that I was going out a little bit more at this time. It seemed like there was a little bit more like events. I even think I like visited Chicago for a little bit. Then I ended up going to Miami in June. Now, Miami, I ended up going with this group called Mochi, and they are directly related to my manager, because he's been like friends with the guy who created it since college. And so they invited me to like their kind of retreat thing that they normally go on, just to see like what they do as like a DAO or like an NFT group, you know. And it's kind of fun, because what they do is they kind of give you these like tasks that you can give yourself, like a goal or something. And so you have to check in every day on your phone, like through Slack. And you just have to say like, you know, how you're feeling, how is the process, what did you learn, things like that. And if you don't check in, they slash your ETH, the ETH that you added into their system when you kind of apply for the program. Now, I know all this because I'm in Mochi now, and it's actually harder than you think. And I was actually in their awards ceremony for their top check, like one of their top check-ins this year. But it was pretty fun, because we got to just, you know, go on a boat. We got to go to dinners. We could just hang out and learn about NFTs. And it was just such a great group. And I just learned so much. Unrelated to Mochi, though, I did end up going to see Logan Paul. Was it Logan Paul? One of the Paul people. And Floyd Mayweather, their weigh-in. I didn't see the fight, because I really didn't care to see the fight after I went to the weigh-in, because the weigh-in was just so chaotic. And I just was like, I can't even take it anymore. But it was so crazy. It was too much. But it was really fun to be in, I guess, because I did get to be recorded to be on Love & Hip Hop Miami. And I had to sign this like release or whatever. But I don't know if they're going to put me on. We'll see. I also got my cannabis license in June. Yeah. So I've been legally partaking in New York since then, which is nice. It's always nice. I also had a project with DoorDash. That was cool. Like, I guess I had to, like, rep Brooklyn Nets, though, which was a little nerve-wracking, but I felt like a traitor. I thought someone was going to call me out. You know, I've been in Chicago for a long time, but I do live in Brooklyn. It's authentic. Come on. Oh, and then I hired a trainer, so I've been training again, which is nice. I love working out. It just feels good. And I also have to mix that with yoga, though. If I don't mix it with yoga, I feel horrible. Oh, and then in June, too, this is kind of where my conversations start happening and beginning to set up my Nifty Gateway collection that's going to drop in August. And I start chatting with the Somali giraffe conservationists. This amazing dude named Nishad hit me up, and he just was saying, you know, he loved my work and he just thought it would be great for us to do something together. And so I just pieced my puzzles together with Nifty Gateway and Nishad and the Somali giraffe conservation and said, you know what, let's do something that's never been done before in NFTs or on Nifty or anything. So I ended up putting this idea together to go to LA, to Portland, to Chicago, to Denver, Atlanta, and New York to shoot photography and put in photos that the Somali giraffe conservation has shot in promotion and education of giraffe displacement. And so I would displace myself and record the process and just promote the work and hopefully get some money for them. And so, you know, we raised over $5,000 for them, and that is just more than enough that I could even be happy with. I'm really, really happy with how it went. All the NFTs sold out in so short. So that was just really, really such a surreal and fun moment to give back to the giraffes. And they're still struggling. So I even, one of my last sales from Art Basel Miami in this December, I ended up giving them a little cut of that as well, because there's just a lot of horrible drought happening where they are and a lot of giraffes are dying. So we gotta do what we can. But yeah, oh, after reviewing this year, this really stuck out to me because I couldn't even believe this even happened. I went to Costa Rica for 10 days, okay? And after I went to Costa Rica for 10 days, I did the Nifty travels. So I went to LA, I went to Portland, I went to Chicago, Denver, and Atlanta. And then in the middle of that, I went camping with my family, okay? So I was in Costa Rica for 10 days. Then I traveled to 6 different cities, and then I went camping in Wisconsin, all in a matter of like a month. I was so tired. I remember being so tired. I was beat to shreds, but I did it. I can't believe it happened. I did it, and I knew I could do it. That was the crazy part, that I knew it was going to be hard, but I was just like, nah, you'll look at it later, and you'll be like so glad that you like tried your best, and you just put your best foot forward every moment. And that's, I mean, that kind of stuff inspires me every day. That's why I continuously do what I do, is because I know that no matter what, it's always going to work out in some way. I mean, even if there's little failures here and there, I mean, of course, nothing was perfect that trip, any of those trips. There was still a lot of chaos and a lot of emotion and a lot of tiredness and, you know, doubt and worry. But like, that stuff doesn't even matter, because what matters now is like the fact that I can even say that I did it. And that's like the coolest part. But yeah, Costa Rica was amazing. We went to so many different places. We started in San Jose, went to Monteverde, went to Jaco, we went to, oh gosh, all the names are like leaving me right now, but they were just like the best places I've ever been. And they were all around Costa Rica. So we, you know, traveled around for 10 different days, and like I finally learned how to surf, did some canyoneering down some crazy tall cliffs, like cliffs to the point where you're just like, how do I even get down, man? Like, this is just nuts. I shouldn't even be up here. And it's just so much other amazing things. It was just such a crazy, unbelievable trip. And I would do it 10 times over again. And I actually have been on the trip years ago as an influencer, but this time I brought my boyfriend. So it was just so fun for us to bond together and to travel together like that again, and to just be around a lot of different people and to, you know, be out of our element. I missed our cats so much, but it was just such a surreal experience to surf in beautiful warm water, to explore huge cliffs in the middle of, you know, beautiful just places and see animals and sloths and just, you know, speak Spanish again. I love speaking Spanish because I went 4 years in high school, so love it. But yeah, if you ever get a chance, visit Costa Rica. It's such a beautiful place, such a beautiful place. And make sure you learn how to surf, because that's even better. So August, we went camping. with my family, and that's at the end of the whole nifty trip and Costa Rica trip. And so we're in our cabin, right? Sitting, waiting to go to dinner, whatever. And all of a sudden, a bat starts flying around all in our cabin. And we're all like just diving on the ground, laughing, crying, like screaming, all different types of emotions. And so somehow one of the bats goes into this like room in the front. And so my brother like shuts the door. So the bat's in the room and we're just like, okay, we don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And so we're waiting to kind of see if the homeowner, because we're in a cabin, a rental cabin in this place in Wisconsin that we always go to canoe since we were kids. And so their friends come only after the fact that we think we see a second bat. Okay, so a second bat comes out and it's flying all over the place. We're screaming again, we're crying again, and it flies out the front door. And so finally those people come and we're thinking, you know, yo, there was a second bat here. That other bat is still in the room. Please, you know, we don't know what to do. We don't know what's going on here. Is there a nest? What's going on? So this guy goes into the room, hits the walls, hits stuff, whatever, and there's no bat in there. He comes to tell us that the bat that was inside the room crawled under the door and it was the same bat that got out and we think is the second bat. And I believe it was, obviously, because we never saw a second bat. So beware, bats can climb under doors or crawl under doors, and they can be smushed to the size of like a quarter or a penny. Yikes. So that was fun. And we always have something like that when we camp every time, because that's camping for you. Gotta have that fun moment. I like it. I think it was fun. I was laughing. I was laughing. But yeah, August was great, but it was overwhelming. The drop went good and we survived. September comes around and this is when I finally start college. I'm back in college, y'all. Did you know? I'm sure you have. You've listened to my podcast. And if you haven't, you would know that I dropped out of college in 2008, but I ended up going back in 2014, I think. And then I dropped out again in 2016. But now Columbia College Chicago has gifted me college credits for my accomplishments outside of school, which means that I can finally graduate by next year, by this year, 2022, in spring, with my bachelor's degree in arts management and a minor in graphic design. And all of that to say, because I would love to start school for my master's in psychology. I love psychology. I love everything about it. And I really want to help people more than anything. So finishing that up, and I started those classes in September. I also got 100% in both of my classes. Boo boo. Yeah, yeah. And that, it wasn't easy, but I mean, it wasn't also hard either. I think I'm just really organized now. I've got a good mindset and I'm not afraid to use it. Seriously. But yeah, I mean, September was cool. I went to like a Tiffany's Arsham event. I went to, see the homie Drift. He had like a gallery at Super Chief, which is an NFT gallery in New York. Also saw the homie Ty Lord's gallery. That was really cool. Oh, I also saw my manager's, well, he manages other music artists, and one of his artists is named Jordan Ward, I believe, but he's extremely talented, like beyond talented. So that was really fun to see, to be at a show again for the first time in a long time. And yeah, I mean, the year is pretty busy already in 2021 in September. How can it get any busier, right? Well, October comes around and things hit the fan to a point where I've got to prep for a lot of things and I'm onboarding people consistently. NFTs are all the rage because different people are coming on board to see and to judge. A lot of people are mad at it, actually. People don't like it because there's a lot of different things to not like about it. I agree. It's too bro-y. It's annoying. It's infested with trolls. Why would anyone even want to be a part of that all the time? Well, that's why I'm here, to educate my friends and my family about, you know, the good things about it. So most of October, I was onboarding a lot of friends, a lot of family, helping them understand the importance is and the good things about decentralization and, you know, the way to exchange information in a private and secure way, you know, without companies hoarding our data or selling our data. So those are a few things that I would have to explain. But I also focus pretty much on trying to figure out what kind of allergies I had in October. I figured out I'm allergic to gold, also to like hayweed or something like that. I'm also allergic to tomatoes and soybeans and rice and some other stuff. I'm entirely convinced it's just telling me what I eat too much of. Because what? No, I don't know about that. And also, I mean, all I do is wear gold. Like, what do you mean I'm allergic to gold? That seems crazy to me. That's just not even realistic. But yeah, October was cool. My dad also became an honorary member of the Wrestling Foundation or some kind of wrestling museum in America. And that is just so cool to me. And I'm really proud of him for that because he has worked really hard and for a very long time in the wrestling field as a referee for the Reffing Federation. And I don't know much about wrestling, but I trust that he does. Also, towards the end of October, this is where I'm prepping for NFT NYC, where I'm finally going to be a speaker. I'm also prepping for like A Night on the Stars, which is, you know, that the NFT gallery for incarcerated people. So really ramping that up, creating the website, doing all that fun stuff. And I am getting ready to battle for the first time as an NFT artist live at ComplexCon. So ComplexCon was a lot of fun. Granted, a lot of people around me got COVID. Thank you, Jesus. I did not, and pray to God I will never, because, man, I wear my mask everywhere. And I don't get close to people. I'm very serious about it. I wash my hands consistently. I don't know. I'm being really careful. Haven't got it. But anyway, so battled the first person, Stephen Balte. He's a 3D artist, and I battled him with my iPhone art. Of course, I had my phone hooked up. Everybody was watching while we're editing live for 90 minutes, and I won. The first round, I win. The second round, I go up against Blake Catherine. She is another 3D artist, really great artist, but she's worked with Paris Hilton and some other people, and so the clout's there. And so now we're battling it out, and it seems pretty close in the end. I thought in my heart, in my weird little heart, that I won, but I didn't at all because the people were louder and she won. And so I lost the final round, but it was really fun to be the first person to create on their phone live in front of an audience at ComplexCon. You know, first NFT battle with Coinbase, with Secret Walls, with Legend in partnership. It's just so cool. It was really an iconic, fun moment. So, and with a very iconic artist. Also, No Pattern was there too, battling Blake Catherine the first round. So yeah, there was just really, really talented, unbelievable people. Oh, November's coming around and now I've got to speak at NFT NYC. Listen, we had 25 minutes to speak between five people. Supposed to be six people. Because Yam, who made World of Women, she's not able to get into the country. So I offered to speak for them, which is not a problem for me because I love speaking publicly. It's my favorite thing. But the problem is that we've got 25 minutes between all of us to talk about what we've done as women in the NFT space. Me, Sasha, Moose, and Giselle, and Yam. You know, we've all got to say a little bit about what we've accomplished. And you can't say all of that in a little bit of time. There's just no way. So that was interesting, and NFT NYC was also a mess because a lot of people got COVID as well, and also it was just hardly any people of color, a lot of men, which is normal for that type of environment, and of course something I expected, but I'd just love to see a little bit more shift in what's possible. But yeah, I mean, in November, I also had a nice project with QuickBooks where I had to make this really fun, kind of like Wes Anderson type of little piece. I wish I could show it, but I think we're not posting it. I think they're just going to do it like anonymously. So I'll just let them keep it, let them do, you know, as long as they paid me for it. And if you guys see it on their TikTok or something, then you'll know who made it. I actually got approached by a journalist who is following the story about me and Top Notch and our gallery with Drift for incarcerated artists. And we've also been in touch with Pleaser DAO. We've been in touch with Raw DAO. We've got some really great people who I think are going to assist us with this project coming out. So I'm really excited about that. So November was really kind of like this nice point of realizing that I think we got something fun coming. Because also, I mean, there was this really great thing that came out called Free Ross Dow. The guy who made Silk Road, he's been in prison for a long time. And they, I think, made him $60 million. That's pretty impressive, right? To give to somebody who is in prison. They can do a lot with $60 million. And we would love their support, anybody's support when that time comes around. But yeah, December was cool, just to wrap up my long, long spiel of my fun things I've done this year. I showed at Art Basel, at Legend, with amazing artists. I mean, Pierce Brosnan, you know, 007 was showing, James Jean art. We had Griff, Soy Milk, People Pleaser, Prey Station, yo, All Smiles was showing. Just so many, Robbie Trevino art, Macy, so many icons were showing at this spot. And so there was a lot of money involved, and it was in one of the most beautiful like spaces in Miami, and it was just really, really cool to see. And oh, also I met the mayor of Miami as well. They call him the crypto mayor. That was fun. Oh, I also showed at a Christie's event with NFT Now and LG. They showed my work on these $100,000 screens, those OLED LG screens. They like roll up when you press a button into this little furniture thing, you know? And then when you press it back up, it just looks like a regular TV. You wouldn't even know that it rolls up back into its little station or whatever. It was a really cool event though, and I definitely had fun and I danced a lot. Also, I spoke at Zoratopia, thanks to Latasha. She's amazing. It was a really, really fun event to be speaking at because it was one of the events where there was just a lot of people of color and a lot of diversity and a lot of inclusivity, and I love that. I love Latasha, and I think everything she's doing is just really, really exciting. And if you don't know her yet, make sure you find her because she's the best. Miami was cool, and I think overall, you know, I sold some pieces of art, and I met so many wonderful people, and I got to put a lot of different usernames to a lot of different faces, and I got to go to the beach too, which was great. So yeah, I had a good time, and I got to eat some good food. But now I'm 32 years old. You know, my birthday was December 19th, and I'm not afraid of age. I don't mind it one bit. I like it. I start to realize that I'm definitely, you know, getting into knowing myself more than anything. I love myself, and if anything can tell me more to love myself, to tell me more about who I'm becoming, to getting to better becoming who I want to become, I'm with that. Now, if I can go back, I probably go with my same mind, because there's just a lot of learning, a lot of failure, and a lot to do till you get to any stage of life. I mean, I still got a lot of learning to do. Yo, to end the year off even right, on December 19th, CNBC dropped an article about my place in NFTs, and I was just really proud of that. That was just such a cool birthday gift. Shout out to CNBC. I was a little nervous about it because they were dropping a couple prices in there, but they didn't even put as much as I've been making, so appreciate that. But yeah, okay, so just to end things off real quick, you know, I've been working on Sunrise Art Club for a while now, and Sunrise Art Club is a club that I've been creating based entirely off of my Sunrise art. And you guys know, or if you don't know, my Sunrise art is the sunrise pics I've been taking or had been taking for 2 years straight from my apartment in Chicago when I lived there. And those sunrise photos were just really like a practice for me to just, I guess, understand the importance of every day, to get into the mode of seeing the beauty of Mother Nature and just waking up with the sun and feeling it, seeing its difference, its uniqueness, its specialness every day, no matter what, if it was colorful, if it was not, if it was covered, it really gave me a beautiful perspective of life. And so, you know, seeing these different difficulties in the NFT community right now, I figured instead of just taking all the money to myself and I don't know, you know how I am. I mean, I got to think of solutions. I'm all about solutions. And so I'm putting 75% of the money back into the community, especially women of color involved projects, because, you know, some people are saying, oh, are you only giving to women of color? Well, not necessarily. It's all about collaboration and inclusivity. So it's about thinking, you know, how can I collaborate? How can I lift? How can I just do something else than what we're doing now? Because only 5% of Black women are involved in cryptocurrency right now. And compared to the giant numbers that are of male dominated in the spaces, I mean, we've got to consider how we're shaping the future. And I don't want the future to be what it was, 85% white, 85% male in 18 major US museums. So we've got to consider some things and think about, you know, how can we find solutions and make things more balanced? And this isn't, like I said, about removing people from places. It's about making sure we all have enough to eat, because we do. There's way more enough. I appreciate you listening to all of that. It's a lot to update you with. I'm tired now. I need a nap. I really appreciate you as always. Thank you for listening. I'm really excited to be back. I'm going to keep updating you all every month about what's going on, what's happening around any of my drops, any of my life, my stuff. I'm feeling good. I'm still doing my meditation certification. You know, I'm still back in school. I'm still mentoring sometimes. And, you know, you can always find me on socials at Swopes. I'll be around. Take care, everybody. Keep well. Bye-bye.